Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Welcome, friends. Good to have you with us on this beautiful day in Western New York. Many of you had a chance to see the run-through of the Eras show. I am so jealous of you, but I'm really happy that so many people had a chance to see it. A lot of people have posted pictures to the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, which saves me a step, so thank you. And I'm glad, you can be jealous of somebody, but still happy that they had a great experience, you know? I wish I would have seen them, but I'm happy that you guys did. I don't know about going to the air show, though. I don't know about the traffic situation. You know, the waterfront, I'm a little leery about ingress and egress with a major event. Because I remember Rubber Ducky Weekend in Buffalo. And trying to get out of Buffalo on Rubber Ducky Weekend when I had to get to the hospital with a kidney stone. It was not fun. And Nick Walenda is in town. It has been approximately 9 years to the day we offered you live coverage of his walk across Niagara Falls. And we are able to offer you live radio coverage of his walk, well, at Duville College in just a few moments. And you can also watch it live. You can watch the video on WBEN.com. We have video, and you can be watching it at WBEN.com. Now, we have a team of reporters at Duville right now. And let's go back to Mike Baggerman.
Well, hey, Tom. You know, it's interesting. You had brought up the air show right before we started talking about DeUville College here. As people here at DeUville are also getting a sample of the Blue Angels flying over at the same time that this opening ceremony is going on. I think in the background you actually might be able to hear the Blue Angels flying right over us.
Wow.
It's actually put a pause to the ceremony.
Wonder how Nick Walenda feels about being upstaged by the Blue Angels.
You know what? He's going to have quite the visual when he's up five stories high as he's getting ready for this walk about 20 minutes from now. It's a really interesting visual that I'm sure he didn't quite expect when he had scheduled this date here at DeUville. So what's happening right now, Tom, is we're getting comments from Dr. Lori Clemo. She's the president of DeUville College, talking about this health professionals hub. Not sure if you want to carry the ceremony at all that she's holding as she's holding her speech right now, but just to tell you a little bit about what they're talking about today, it's this health professions hub. It's located at the corner of Connecticut and West Avenue here in the city of Buffalo. It was done in partnership with Catholic Health. Catholic Health is essentially going to be running a health clinic here, and right across the hall, you can get a pharmacy. The DeUville is basically treating this as a one-stop shop for people in the West Side community to get extra access to health care. Now, of course, this is a school as well, and that means that they're also using this as an opportunity to train their students in the healthcare field, whether they want to become a pharmacist, whether they want to become doctors, but also they have physical therapists and occupational therapists here as well. So this is really a neat endeavor that's being done by the college. It took about 3 years for them to create this new health hub. And, of course, Nick Walenda's walk here today is drawing eyes from all over Western New York, as there are hundreds of people here right now to witness this walk to celebrate the opening of the hub.
And for those listening, Mike Baggerman is at DeUville College, and the noise you hear in the background, elements of the air show that will be taking place at the waterfront. They're doing a run-through, and I think you just heard the Blue Angels quickly in the background of Mr. Baggerman's voice. So at any point you hear loud noises in the background, it does not mean Nick Wallenda has strapped on a jetpack. It simply means that they are doing a run-through for the air show. Mike, I don't know, are we able to pick up any of the president of Duville's remarks? Is that what you want to do? It's your world. I'm just living in it.
Sure, we can carry that right now. Again, again, this is Dr. Lori Clemo, the president of Duville College. As more Blue Angels fly in the background here at Duville.
Oh, my goodness.
The $5 million award became a cornerstone of our hub. Catholic Health, our partners from the beginning of this journey, will manage a 10,000 square foot state-of-the-art clinic and laboratory serving our neighborhood. Also, a $5 million supporter of our shared mission. Leading foundations in our community provided financial support for capital and critical programming that will take place in the building. We would not be here without your generous support, passion to see all people flourish, and for having trust in Duville to address pressing challenges. These foundations are truly the stewards of our community, and they include KeyBank First Niagara Foundations that sponsored our Grand Assembly, a common gathering space modeled after the inclusive and annual problem-solving meeting of members of the United Nations, a space of grandeur intended to welcome in and reflect the vibrant diversity of the people of the west side of Buffalo. The Mother Cabrini Foundation, that also generously stepped forward to fund construction of the Delish Demonstration Kitchen, that provides a home-based training facility for clinic patients to learn how to cook healthy meals.
Well, it's kind of interesting because the other day we talked about the movie Cabrini that is going to be shot in Buffalo. And, you know, they still need extras for that movie. And you can click on the link at the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page on Facebook. And it takes about 30 seconds to apply. Let's go back to Mike Baggerman now at Duville. Mike, while the college president is talking in the background, what are some of the must-know points to Nick Wallenda's walk?
Well, the walk is going to be starting promptly at 3:30, so about 15 minutes from the time that I'm talking right now. It's a 320-foot wire. The wire is about 5/8 of an inch thick, and it runs from the top of the Montante Cultural Library across the street on West Avenue. The wire goes over the street and on top of the new Health Professions Hub, and he's about 5 stories up from the ground, which obviously is not the highest walk that he's ever done. Mind you, this is a guy who has walked over volcanoes that have been thousands of feet up, and but still, 5 stories is a dangerous one. And the question that I still have going into this is whether or not he's going to be tethered going in. Now, if we know based on Wallenda's history, yes, he's done plenty of tethered walks, which, of course, you have to in 2021, I would imagine. I don't think anyone wants that liability, but I never got any clear answer on that when I was asking officials whether he's going to be tethered for this walk compared to his ones at Niagara Falls 9 years ago. So that's one of the big questions I have going in, but we'll find out that answer in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, see, I'm with you. I believe that chances are very high that he is, in fact, going to be tethered. I don't know that for certainty, but I think that's a safe presumption, which means, of course, we'll both be proven wrong. And the reason that's an issue, some of us who are of a certain age remember in 1978 in Puerto Rico, when Nick Wallenda's great-grandfather was doing a stunt in Puerto Rico, just horrifying video of him losing his balance on the high wire, clinging to it for a moment, and then falling to his death, a moment captured on video and part of the Nick Wallenda family history, if you will. And again, if you're just joining us, the noise in the background, there's a little delay between Mike and myself, forgive us, but the noise in the background is a rehearsal for the air show at the waterfront this weekend, and I believe you're hearing the Blue Angels every time you hear the jet noises, so just to let you know, give you a heads up.
Tom, when you brought up the 1978 incident with Carl Wallenda, who's the great-grandfather of Nick Wallenda, that was obviously the most tragic of the moments for this family. When you think about just the history of what they've been doing, they've been doing stunt performances like this for seven generations now. The most recent incident that happened, it was only 4 years ago. Nick, his sister Liana, and six other performers were practicing an eight-person pyramid. Well, there was a fall that happened. In fact, it was broadcast on all the national outlets when it came out about 2 years after the incident happened. Nick's sister Liana broke every single bone in her face. She required three plates and 73 screws. Nick was very fortunate in that he came across relatively unscathed in that incident. He was at the bottom of that pyramid and was able to cling on to clasp his arms around the wire before he had fallen. So he was fortunate enough to avoid any major injury. In interviews that Wallenda has done in the past, he said that he's never suffered any serious injuries when he's been doing these performances. Arguably, the worst injury that he had was just a broken toe. Now, I say that, just a broken toe. It still hurts. But, I mean, it's obviously different than what happened to his great-grandfather and even his sister. So, obviously, there's a lot of risk going on, and, you know, we're about 10 minutes away from his walk.
Yeah, well, once you break a toe, you break it again and again. We are talking with Mike Baggerman live at Duville College, where Nick Wallenda is going to be walking 75 feet in the air over 300 feet. And we'll have the play-by-play live with Mike Baggerman. And also, you can see it for yourself live at WBEN.com. If you're driving, you probably want to avoid that. All right, Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Hello, friends. Thank you for being part of my day. Best part of my day. Second best part of my day is going out after the show. Life almost feels normal again. Anyway, thanks to Nerds Gone Wild for a fine program last night. Really enjoyed that. Like playing with those guys. Even if Eric left me on my own for one song, it's okay. Welcome. It is the time, today anyway, is the day. Nick Wallenda is going to be doing a high wire walk at Duville College. You can see it live for yourself at WBEN.com. So you might want to go there right now and make sure that you're streaming our video. And obviously, we'll have audio coverage here at WBEN as well as WBEN.com for those listening around the country. Let's go back to Mike Baggerman at Duville College. Michael.
Hey, Tom. It's a two-for-one show here at Duville College. Not only are the hundreds of people who are out here going to be able to watch Nick Wallenda do his walk from the Montante Library on West Avenue across the street to Duville's new Health Professions Hub, but they're also getting a little sample of the Blue Angels as well, who have been doing some formations up in the sky, is crossing right over where we are here. People are getting this incredible show here, but obviously the main attraction is Nick Wallenda, who's going to be walking the high wire about 5 minutes from now.
You know, it's interesting, Mike, because I talked with Nick Wallenda right before he was doing his walk across the falls 9 years ago, and I asked him if he was likely to be distracted by any of the angry birds, which might be upset with humans over their turf, and he kind of laughed, and he said again, him a new sponsorship idea with Angry Birds. But so, you know, he was not plagued by swarms of birds as he walked across the Niagara Falls. However, I wonder to what extent the noise might disrupt his concentration as he is going over 75 feet in the air, 320 feet of wire. I mean, not only is there the visual stimulus, and there's always a temptation, I suppose, to look. But, I mean, when those things go over, the ground shakes.
Yeah, and something to think about also is when he did his Niagara Falls walk, you know you're going to be dealing with birds. I'm not sure how aware he was or how soon he had learned that, oh, yeah, by the way, Blue Angels are going to be practicing their formations in Buffalo because they're performing Father's Day weekend, you know, right around the time that you're going to be doing your walk. I'm not sure how much advance notice he had that this was going to be happening. The nice thing is, right after he's done with this walk, which, again, is going to be taking place in about 3 minutes from now, he's going to make himself available to news media, so we'll be talking with him. Obviously, one of the big questions he's going to be asked is, this Blue Angels, did you expect this?
Yes, I would imagine. Mike, we have discussed this previously, but in the intervening time, have you established whether or not Nick Wallenda will be tethered to his rope?
I haven't learned anything new yet. You know, we're right now still in the ceremonies. But yeah, I haven't learned anything yet in these last couple minutes. You know, we'll try to find out right before we start. But yeah, we're still waiting just a couple minutes.
I believe that's Byron Brown, Mayor of Buffalo, in the background.
Yeah, we'll tune it over to Mayor Byron Brown as we are still awaiting the start of Nick Wallenda's walk.
State-of-the-art health professions hub. This is deemed an essential healthcare project. During the construction stayed on track, even during the pandemic, as Dr. Clemo said. It took hard work, persistence, but today, residents of Buffalo's West Side and students in this community have a new health facility in the heart of this neighborhood. I want to offer my deepest and most hearty congratulations to everyone involved. Congratulations.
Mayor Byron
Thank you,
Brown.
Brown, for your leadership and your unending support of the Health Professions Hub. When I think back on when we announced our plans to build the Health Professions Hub and our conversations with our elected officials, one might argue that there was no one more knowledgeable and passionate about the healthcare issues facing our community than Senator Sean Ryan. He embraced our idea from the first conversation in my office and now has not wavered from his efforts to support our goals in our community. Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Sean Ryan.
All right, we'll break away from Senator Sean Ryan. Nick Wallenda, 42 years old, born in Florida. He has three kids. He's known as the king of the high wire, acrobat, aerialist, daredevil, and as we've alluded to a few times, walked over Niagara Falls on June 15th, 2012. He's also done the Grand Canyon, 2013, the Chicago River, Times Square, the volcano in Nicaragua, where he had to wear a gas mask, 11 Guinness World Records, steepest incline, highest blinded folk, tallest four-person high pyramid, 25 feet, longest tightrope crossed by bicycle, and he is the seventh generation of Wallendas that has performed stunts. Hey, Mike, do you have the program in front of you? I know Sean Ryan is talking right now, but how many more speakers before we actually have the walk?
I'm not sure. I don't have a program right in front of me. I didn't see one that was getting handed out today. We were told that this is going to be starting, the walk itself is going to start at 3:30. Obviously, State Senator Sean Ryan is speaking. Some of the other dignitaries, you just heard from Mayor Byron Brown about a couple minutes ago. I did see State Senator Tim Kennedy also here as well. As you know how these things work. The area dignitaries have to get in some of their comments before we start their things.
All right.
Just a couple minutes away from Nick Wallenda's walk.
All right. I was going to say we could play the drinking game and see how many times Skyway is mentioned, but I guess that would be wrong. All right. Thank you, Tom. It is Bowerly. And before I figure out what we're going to do next with this Wallenda coverage, let us go back to Mike Baggerman at Duville College. Mike.
Well, Tom, we're still going through the dignitaries saying their comments before Nick Wallenda starts his walk, but I do have a little bit new of a development for you these last couple minutes. As Tom Puckett was doing his newscast, we're seeing the first sign of Nick Wallenda's, basically the bar that he holds as he's going to be doing the 320-foot walk. That bar is used basically as a balancing mechanism for him just to see how much he's angling in a certain direction. So that's really the new development that we've seen. I have tried to ask around to see if Walenda is in fact going to be tethered. I still haven't gotten a response on that. I still haven't figured out if he's going to be tethered. That seems to be the biggest mystery coming in, but obviously we'll be finding out that answer in these next couple of minutes when Nick Walenda starts his walk. But for right now, it's State Senator Tim Kennedy speaking. Before that, it was State Senator Sean Ryan as well, as they're enjoying this grand opening of the DeYouville Health Professions Hub, which is hosting its grand opening today with the Nick Walenda Walk.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Mike Baggerman. We are awaiting the walk of over 300 feet, 75 feet in the air by Nick Walenda. We have a team of reporters at DeYouville College, and we go now to the chief anchor at the event, Mike Baggerman. Mike.
Well, Tom, good afternoon. As this walk from Nick Walenda was expected to start at 3:30, we are running a little bit behind schedule because of the various speeches that are happening here at the DeYouville Health Professions Hub. Right now speaking is Joyce Markovich. She's a member of Catholic Health, just highlighting their role in helping out with this hub. And for those of you who don't know what exactly this is all about today, yes, Nick Walenda is doing this walk. Yes, he's going to be promoting his book, but he's also doing it to help DeYouville promote this new health professions hub. It's been a project that's been about 3 years in the works. Consider it a one-stop shop, if you will, for healthcare services on Buffalo's west side. And it's not just limited to the west side as well. I was speaking with Lori Clemo. She's the president of DeYouville College. She was telling me that it can also be used throughout the suburban areas of Buffalo, the other areas of the city of Buffalo as well. It's got everything from a healthcare clinic that's run by Catholic Health. Right across the hall is a pharmacy, so you can stop somewhere, then get your meds immediately. There's also a kitchen here that helps, you know, with dietary training, stuff like that. There's physical therapy and occupational therapy as well. And actually, we got some good news. Let's go live to Dr. Clemo now.
Martin to come forward with the key.
As she just announced that we're about to get this program started. In fact, Walenda is standing at the very top of the Montante Library as we're getting ready to start this walk here at DeYouville College.
And you can watch it live at WBEN.com.
And Walenda standing on top of the library right now. He does a quick wave to the crowd as he's not holding his bar yet as we're still waiting the final comments. But let's see what they're talking about. This looks like it's part of the show here.
And the Blue Angels overhead.
Yep, the Blue Angels are right overhead. Walenda is now starting his walk as he's put in the bar. He's got it wrapped around his head.
Guess I'll take the shortcut.
And he's now starting his walk. He's just a few feet in. Mind you, folks, he's going 320 feet, five stories up over West Avenue, walking from the Montante Library to DeYouville College.
What's
as
up,
this walk's underway here on WBEN.
What a beautiful day you guys have provided for me. The weather could not be better. And how about those Blue Angels flying over the top? It's always good when you can call on your friends.
Hey, Nick, can you see Niagara Falls from up there?
Not yet, maybe soon.
Hey, Tom, I did want to just answer one question that we had earlier. Is he tethered? Well, the answer to that is yes. He's about, I'd say, 20 to 30 feet into his walk so far. He does have a tether right behind him as well. So should he fall, he would be safe
because of the tether. The first person in the world to walk over those falls.
Nick Walenda dressed in a red DeYouville shirt and dark-colored slacks.
Well, Lori, what do you think?
I think you're doing pretty good. Take your time, though, Nick.
Do you think you can meet me halfway so I can hand the key off? I need to get back to the library and do more studying.
Well, if there's any question that Nick Walenda's nervous, the answer is clearly no. He seems just the coolest cat in all the block here. As Nick Walenda starts his descent, he's about 75 feet across the wire so far. Mind you, this is a 320-foot wire going from the library on West Avenue to DeUville College's new health professions hub. He's five stories up from the ground, and that wire is not thick whatsoever. It's only 5/8 of an inch thick, but Melinda is just taking some casual steps. Now, he's not walking at a brisk pace whatsoever, but he's definitely going just at a steady. He's just 1 foot in front of another, right foot, left foot, back to the right foot. That's about the pace that he's going at as he is approaching almost the halfway point.
Might as well try to do something right over all this electricity.
Uh-oh, he's starting to get one of his stunts now. He's gotten down on his right knee, waving to the crowd.
It's always such an honor to be back here in Western New York. This is truly where my career was launched. Of course, my career started a little earlier than that walk over Niagara Falls, but that's really what set my career off to what it's been today. And what a blessing it has been. There'll be a piece of my heart in this area forever. It is, again, such an honor. For those of you who don't know my family history, well over 200 years walking on wires. I was about 6 years old when I first visited Niagara Falls as my parents were performing here in Buffalo, actually, on a shrine circus. And they brought me down to Niagara Falls. And I remember at 6 years old looking across and saying, we need to walk across those. Little did I know that many years later, that dream of mine would come true.
And as Nick Willenda steps, he kind of slides into a step on that wire at DeUville College.
Yep, Willenda's continuing his walk forward. He's reaching about the halfway point.
Sorry, that was a dad joke. I'm a proud father of three. I have a 24-year-old that serves our country as a U.S. Marine. Yeah. Thank you to all of our armed forces. I have a knight, actually just turned 20-year-old, who's currently serving our country. He's based in Belgium in the U.S. Army. And I have a 18-year-old daughter that is getting ready to go to college for nursing. And I think Dr. Lori is trying to convince her to come here.
I did. We signed her last night. Don't you remember?
So far, Willenda's about two-thirds of the way over.
I'll have to do a few more of these walks to pay for the tuition.
And the interaction as he's doing the walk is interesting.
Unfortunately, when I'm performing in the state of New York, they make me wear this darn thing. Kind of limits what I can do up here.
Referencing the harness.
And Willenda's already only got a few feet left to go. He's well over two-thirds of the way there. He's, in fact, right over us where we're gathered in the VIP area as he's reaching the finish line here at DeUville College. Now, something interesting, Tom, is that he's got these different wires coming off of his own support wires. Those wires are being held by students here at DeUville College. Many members of the physical therapy program, the occupational therapy program.
You're sure they'll do that?
One student told me she was recruited to do this yesterday.
Just kidding.
Nick Willenda's walk at DeUville College live. See it at WBEN.com.
And Willenda's only got about, I'd say, 20 feet or so to go as he just continues to make steps. Each step that he takes, I would estimate, given the fact that I'm about 80 feet away from him right now, I guess each step that he's taking is just about 2 feet long. It's not a full stride that would typically be about a yard. It's about two-thirds
of
a large
step.
Of
course, the last one.
And now he's getting to the end.
Screw it.
And he took off the harness. He's now running to the end of it, and he makes it on top of the building safely, and the fireworks go off right as he reaches the end of the DeUville Health Professions Hub. He just walked 320 feet without incident. In fact, he is a daredevil. He did a daredevil thing at the end, taking off that harness.
I believe his exact words were, screw it, and then he took off the harness. A man after my own heart.
definitely caused a gasp in the crowd, as a lot of people were pretty surprised that he did that right at the end. Hey, listen, you know, what are they going to do, you know? Tell him he can't come back to Buffalo?
So Nick Wallenda has successfully completed his walk at Duville College. The video is at WBEN.com. It is admittedly significantly behind the actual events as they're taking place. I've been listening to the show and watching the video at the same time, so it's a little bit goofy.
Come on, Nick, we need that key.
He's bringing the key.
Yep, we'll end it now on the front of the stage as he hands over the key to the hub to Dr. Lori Clemo.
From 1908?
No, this key that's right attached to it.
Oh, there we go. That's the key we need. Thank you, Nick.
Thank
awesome.
You.
We'll end it just gives Dr. Clemo a hug as it looks like he's about to make a speech commemorating the latest
Nick,
daredevil stunt.
I cannot thank you enough for being here for this milestone moment for Duval College. And we're going to let Nick say a few words, but before we do that, I'd like to ask my Vice President for Operations and Interim Chief Mission Officer to join me on stage for a special presentation to Nick Wallenda.
And we're going to stay with this.
So when you came to Buffalo a few weeks back to visit the campus and check the site and the walk, we took a couple trips up to the roof. It was a little scary for me, but I know you were quite calm. And you took a laser scope out, and you scoped the distance, and shouted out 320 feet, point to point, library to the hub, which we know now is the longest walk in the city of Buffalo. After you left, I called Lori right away. Lori, you can't believe this meeting we just had. We're up on the roof, having a good time. And we talked through logistics, how this might work, what are we gonna do on campus. And then I simply mentioned the distance was 320 feet. And I didn't get a response. So I repeated again, Lori, did you hear that? 320 feet, are we good? And there was another pause, no response. And then she said, yes, I heard you clearly. 320 feet. And it's more than simply a distance in this case. For those of you who ever GPSed our campus, 320 Porter Avenue, 320. But this year, 320 means even more. And I think that's why she paused. The year 2021 is the 320th anniversary of the birth of St. Marguerite Duville, founders of the Grey Nuns, and as we all know, after whom Duville is named. So we both talked a little more and realized that it was not simply a random idea that we asked you to join us. And it was not simply a random decision that Nick made to participate with us to walk the wire. Nick was destined to be here at Duville today, celebrating the opening of our health professions hub. St. Marguerite called you to be with us. And you know why we know that? It's because of your faith, Nick. You talk very openly about your faith and how important it is to you and your family and your team. You embrace it, you showcase it for the world to see. You bring your faith with you every time you walk on the wire, every time you practice, and every time you perform. You are fully appreciative of the blessings that God has given you, including your talent to walk the wire and entertain. And by accepting and embracing your talent, your calling, you honor God with what you do. Your faith allows you to push the boundaries where others have not traveled and to conquer the fears that rise up in front of you, and not letting anything stop you from celebrating and showcasing your gifts. You honor God by passionately following your calling the way you do, serving those around you every day, and in many ways never refusing to serve, just like us, and just like St. Marguerite Duville. So in recognition of your life's passion and work, which is laid on the foundation of God and is fueled by your faith, Duville is proud to honor you today by giving you the first ever St. Marguerite Duville Faith in Action Award, presented by the President.
The award was just placed around his neck. It's a medal.
Live coverage.
Nick, may God continue to bless you, your team, and your family, and know that you will always have a special part in ours, right here at Duville at 320 Porter Avenue.
Wow. Thank you. Nick Wallenda,
thank
now
you,
approaching
Nathan.
The lectern.
Thank you, Lori. Wow, what a story. I didn't know that until just now, the 320 and the significance of that. I believe that numbers are very significant in our life. And as Nathan mentioned, faith is so important to me, so important to my family, and it's really so important to each and every one of us. And I am very proud to embody who I am, and I'm not ashamed of who I am. And I think we all need to be more like that. I think we all need to be proud of who we are, and I think we need to accept others. You know, I think this world could use a little more love. And that's really what it comes down to, is loving one another. It's the greatest commandment. Love God, love others. It's pretty simple. It's what our nation, it's really what our world needs right now, is more love. Accepting one another's for our differences. And also, just showing love to one another. There are so many hurting people in this world that just need love. I was listening to a speaker about 3 weeks ago, and he said it's easy to love people that smell good. But what about those that don't? It's a great lesson in life, because it is true. It's easy to love our family. Sometimes we get mad at them, but we forgive them and love them. What about those that are struggling, that are hurting, that are suffering? Those are the ones that need the hug.
All right, we will return to any Nick Wallenda coverage as it continues at Duville College on WBEN. We'll have the news coming up at 4, complete with traffic. Trying to cram a lot into one day, doing the best we can. My apologies for interrupting Nick Wallenda, but this is the business we have chosen.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.